The government says plans are underway to stop masking national registration identity cards or NRIC numbers. This after NRIC numbers were publicly available on a new business registry portal. The government has apologised for the mistake. It says there will be a public education effort on the purpose, use and security of NRIC details in the coming year. The Digital Development and Information Ministry, or MDDI, says NRIC numbers are meant to identify individuals, just like one's full name. So, there should not be any sensitivity around making NRIC numbers public. But while the practice of masking these numbers has been around for some time, public agencies are in the process of phasing it out. Still, MDDI acknowledges that there could have been better coordination, especially as netizens raised privacy concerns online. One analyst hopes there will be clear guidelines and safeguards for all stakeholders.
And I think in this age where we are experiencing, you know, more cases of identity theft and fraud, I think, you know, that there is that public education effort that needs to be made, you know, to assure Singaporeans, you know, why unmasking, you know, of NRIC numbers is not going to pose, you know, too much of an issue.
The Accounting and Corporate Regulatory Authority, or ACRA, also shares that its new portal was in line with the broader government effort, but they recognise they had, quote, moved ahead before the public was informed. The regulator also adds that it will continue to review and update its portals. When CNA tested the feature earlier this morning, this message popped up at the top of the page. The day before, CNA could access NRIC numbers and full names of several prominent businessmen and cabinet ministers. The Personal Data Protection Commission website also showed that guidelines on the collection, use and sharing of NRICs are underway.
The question of, you know, the authorities saying it's all right, but I think there is also, in an age where data is stolen, shared and all, and misused, that there must be the individual autonomy, there must be the individual comfort level.
A cybersecurity analyst also adds that businesses and organizations need a change in mindset and move away from NRIC authentication.
Are there ways of actually allowing businesses to actually identify people? And actually that could be the better ways to allow them to set user IDs that are independent of their IC numbers, NRIC numbers. But in this way, what can happen is when there's a compromise to their user ID, they could always change their user ID. There's flexibility of doing so, right? The NRIC should keep the sole purpose of identifying a single individual.